Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tevin, and here's what he has to say. Hello Samian, I have terrible news, and that is that I've become a hypocrite. The reason why I say I've become a hypocrite is because I once defended the grid girls, the ring girls, and many other model types of girls from feminists. I even defended the statement, sex work is work. Now I find myself eating my own words and looking like a hypocrite because it's now the only work that many women are choosing. So much so that I can no longer defend it. For example, my cousin from another state was an honor roll student in elementary and halfway through high school, until she dropped out of college and gave up on this career path to success and chose to become an ethot. I've also called cam girls and have an OnlyFans account. It looks like the feminists are right to try and shut this down, because sex work is easy work, but your work and my work is never easy. Cheers. Well, Tevin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. A while back I read somewhere that the number one thing that young women want to do after high school was become an OnlyFans cam model. Before that I used to be YouTuber, and then Instagram influencer. I think it has become a lot harder to get attention on YouTube because it's a majority male-oriented space, and women went to Instagram to get attention there. Before that it was Facebook, but those posts have now been throttled. But it wasn't until YouTube and Instagram that women could make money. But those honeypots are running dry. So it's on to the next frontier of male attention and money. For a while, there were Twitch thoughts. But now we've come to the age of the cam whore. Tevin, there's no shame in defending e-thottery and cam whoring. The so-called career provides women with attention, money, and the satisfaction of exploiting the male erection. You're right that feminists are trying to shut it down. I remember back at Slutwalk, the fat feminists were supporting the decriminalization of sex work offline. But when that happened in Canada, the Johns were the ones that were criminalized, so it scared a lot of the sex workers' clients. But the feminists have no problem taking the support from the streetwalkers to help their own cause, at least temporarily. But the online e-thottery can't be stopped at this point, because it's become socially acceptable. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to high school girls choosing OnlyFans over teaching and nursing careers clown world show. Of course, going online today with the smartphone daddy bought you and stripping is easy money. As a woman, you don't have to worry about your safety, and you can still make over $100 to $200 an hour from your bedroom bedsheets, showing off your teats. Only 5 to 10 years ago, that's how much an actual escort would charge. Plus, there's also no risk of getting arrested, getting STDs, and the chances of your social circle finding out are extremely slim. The only thing that keeps many more women from taking their clothes off for cash and prizes is the fear of social ostracization. I want my virtual sex system to piggyback off this industry, to hand out the technology to ethos for free to 20 or 30 of them in the beginning, and let them use it to make a ton of money. And once other women catch on, they'll buy the interface from me, because only one or two sales later, they'll have their costs covered. Then watch as I go from 20 girls using the system all the way to 20,000 within a year. That'll create the supply, and then on the other side, sell the technology for men, which will provide the demand. The best part is that a girl, if she's caught using it by her parents, she can just claim she's using it with her boyfriend to save herself and remain pure until she gets married. Meanwhile, she's taking the robocock from RoboCop. I plan on playing the role of the digital pimp. Pimp, of course, standing for positive and inspirational motivational person. Tevin, the only reason you're upset about this is because you're probably white knighting for your cousin. Maybe you're jealous that she's doing it because you'd rather be her kissing cousin. I know it sounds gross, but I won't judge you if you want to give her a tongue bath. I remember watching the Fresh and Fit podcast, which managed to survive their attacks, and they had a bunch of ethots on there. I believe it was Kevin Samuels on there criticizing them for not investing their money and just spending it on expensive apartments at the age of 19 or 20, and not realizing that their popularity would probably run dry when they were 25. What Samuels didn't mention is that these women are probably already lining up men for when they finally retire from the biz. They can cash in on their gash until the age of 25, while riding the cock carousel, and then find a simp to save them. That's probably the plan. Plus, most women are great at short-term planning, but long-term they have a massive blind spot after that. They aren't working to save money and invest it in the future. That's the way the guys would think. They're just thinking about how much fun is possible in their late teens and early 20s, and then they can always come back to a career, no pun intended, after they finish making those men come. But it makes sense for many women to be ethos in their carousel years because they'd be riding anyways. And this just offers them a chance for a coochie cash grab. Even it could be a lot worse. She could be working in some sleazy motel melting men's man bits in her mouth. Even you're not a monster for having an OnlyFans account and paying for private sessions to look at women's privates. The women are the ones exploiting you, and now you're the one that feels guilty about it because you're white knighting for a relative. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that e-thought, babe. You know what's going to happen, don't you? Eventually, there'll be something new like YouTube or Instagram or OnlyFans that shows up and women move on to that instead. Maybe it'll be virtual sex. I see a very probable future where augmented reality exists and you hire a working girl and she might be 50 or 60 years of age, but when you put on the AR glasses, she'll look like she's 25 or 30 years of age. A hot body that'll look all grizzled up for real, but she'll be able to cover up what she looks like with digital wallpaper. Say you're with your partner and you put on the AR glasses, and your white wife now appears to be a Nubian goddess, and to her you appear like some sexy guy that she saw on Instagram. This would be like cheating without cheating. It would create a scenario where personality would become more important than a proper-looking bod. So long as your partner wasn't fat, they could still look hot with something like FaceApp, being used on their whole body to cover their decrepit looks. This kind of reminds me of the 2013 film called The Congress, with people that use some digital technology to look as trippy as they want in a virtual world where everyone looks like a cartoon character from the 1930s. I'm sure we've all used FaceApp and turned back the clock, or wound it forward, to see ourselves as teenagers again, as well as senior citizens. What's to say that in 5 to 10 years, ethots won't be able to sit in front of a screen well into their 50s and 60s using such technology, to make themselves look younger seamlessly? If you don't believe me, then look at the Tom Cruise video I put in the description. After watching it, you'll start to realize that Kevin Samuels might be wrong. In the future, middle-aged ladies and beyond will be using technology to make themselves appear younger or different in real time. As long as they don't get a bad case of little old lady voice, they'll still be able to attract the attention of men. Imagine all women online appearing to look 20 to 25 years of age. You won't know what people's real age is anymore. The older women will be stealing attention from the younger ladies. They say that youth is wasted on the young. Just imagine what happens when the old can now look young too. I remember years ago dating a woman that ran a strip club, and she told me that many of her dancers were in their 40s and early 50s, and that the reason they were still working after that long was because of the low light levels in the nudie bar. You wouldn't see wrinkles on their faces because of the long shadows cast by the lights. What's to stop a 40-year-old woman right now from making videos using deepfakes from her face shots and some other filter to airbrush her body to make it look younger? How will you know the difference? Of course, this will only mean that OnlyFans and other ethot companies will just be even more saturated with wrinkly ethots wearing soiled Depends. You might occasionally see a glitch in the software matrix and her facial expressions change in just the right way so she starts looking like the old witch from Snow White. One moment you're fapping off happy as a hog being roasted with a red apple in your mouth. And the next thing you know, your self-love-a-thon is interrupted and turns into a hangathon for a second when you momentarily see the monster underneath. Women are always using filters on their Instagram and Twitter pictures, so why wouldn't they do the same in real time or on recorded videos once the technology is ready? To be honest, I won't care if a 60-year-old woman creates the correct atmosphere of debauchery in her sexy senior's discount bedroom, where she appears to be only 20 years of age. If she has the right attitude and creates the right look and personality, and I don't know the real her, then I'll be okay with it. After all, when the internet started, there was a ton of sexy chat rooms out there where people could just talk back and forth via text, and they had no idea if the person you were talking to or not was some 70-year-old man pretending to be an 18-year-old woman. Imagine old dudes using FaceApp-like software to change their voice and gender appearance on screen. Younger ethots wouldn't just be competing with older ones, but they would also be competing with men as well, and you just know that men would probably create a better experience of being a virtual woman and steal all their business. Only if that happens can you actually see women trying to ban the technology, once it no longer gives them any attention, that is. In the description, I put a link to a guy doing what I just described using FaceApp. The link is called Japanese Female Motorcycle Rider, is actually a 50-year-old man. I can just imagine someone like him going on to Bumble BFF, which is an app for females, to make friends. And they get lured in and then sexually assaulted by a guy like that. People thought that the 50-year-old biker was just a girl that edited her pictures with filters to make herself even more attractive than she really was. But the guy was catfishing and taking it to a whole other level. Just imagine guys that are into furries. They can have their fetish filled using technology to project a perfect sex kitten onto a grizzled cougar. Yes, dear listener, technology is about to unleash a whole new age of debauchery. And it'll be glorious. But maybe it's needed after all because technology is about to take away most people's jobs. So if they have their digital orgies in addition to bread and circuses, it might just represent enough opioids for the masses to keep them from freaking out due to a lack of purpose. Then again, we all know that the brain just lowers the dopamine quality from the reward centers of the brain when it comes to the quality and quantity of the adult content that we watch. So at some point, the sex drug will probably wear off to some extent. Then again, maybe not, because most people watch sports season after season and memorize the stats and have no problem wasting their life watching sports ball. So maybe they won't have any problem wasting their life playing with their own balls too. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Teevan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Teevan's cousin is probably getting smashed on camera as we speak for a photo shoot for her Spicy Vids channel. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the 80-year-old women that use technology to look as though they're 20 years old to catfish simp bucks from incels away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.